Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Tatika. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, Tati. It's a charge from your company that I did not authorize. I did a survey online. I felt like it was going to be a scam, and sure enough, you guys charged my card.
Yes, ma'am. Could I please get your zip code, ma'am?
My zip code is 60108.
First and last name, ma'am?
Tiana Edwards.
Could you verify your address for me, Ms. Edwards?
Well, my billing address is 318 Glenwood Drive, Bloomingdale, Illinois. My shipping address for the live or bag that they said they were going to send me is 8651.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, let me pull it up because I'm new here to this area. 8651 North 56th Drive in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
And that zip code you fit 85302.
Okay, ma'am. This was done today. Okay, ma'am. I see the account. You okay? They got it that you could win a cooler.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And it also enrolled you in a gadget club. That's what the
5695.
I'm not gonna 5695 for something I don't even know about. Yes, ma'am. Hold 1 minute. Okay, and your refund has been processed. It might, I voided it, so it might go right back into your account. If not, it go, if it does that. If it does not go by, right back into your account, please give it 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. Is there a confirmation that you can email me or send me or a number or a confirmation number of this?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give it to you. Okay. It's going to be C as in Charlie, 260-122-613.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 260-122-613. You say your name is Tati?
Tatika, yes, ma'am.
Cute name.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
No, that'll be it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.